From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, June 16th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Daily Mail that the town of Prattsville has learned that its request for state grant funding for the construction of the Muse Senior Housing Center has been turned down. Prattsville Development Corporation Executive Director Kevin Piccoli said that while the state was positive and encouraging in its feedback, the project was thought to be too big. The Housing and Community Renewal Agency determined 60 units were too many. The proposal calls for a 44-unit apartment complex and 16 individual cottages. Piccoli said the developer is committed to seeing the project through, and the feedback received will make for an even stronger application during the next round of funding. Prattsville is in the process of creating a regional health care center, working with the Governor's Office of Storm Recovery on that project. That facility will be built on the parcel adjacent to the Muse site and share a roadway, sewer, and water. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors this month adopted policies to restrict smoking in county facilities and to allow female county employees to express milk for their babies while at work. The new county tobacco policy prohibits the use of tobacco products in all interior spaces, vehicles, and in the areas outside of county-owned, operated, or leased properties. The policy also designates the areas where smoking is permitted outside of those properties. The policy states tobacco users are expected to clean up after themselves. They are directed to leave cigarette butts and matches in designated receptacles and nowhere else. Under the new rules, employees are not permitted additional smoking breaks. Mothers of children under the age of 3 employed by the county are now permitted to express and store their milk during the work day. Under the newly adopted policy, this can be done during a lunch or regular breaks, and, if necessary, at another time arranged in collaboration with their supervisor. Women will be able to do so in a private sanitary space provided by the county. The resolution approved by the supervisor specified the sanitary room to be used cannot be a toilet stall or restroom. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. The Ichabod Crane Central School District is testing the water throughout school buildings for the presence of pollutants such as perfluorooctaniic acid, or PFOA, after many reports of problems with water in nearby Rensselaer County. The district water comes from the village of Valencia, so they are not required to test it, but said at its June 7th meeting that over 300 samples have been taken by lab technicians in May. They expect the results by mid-July. Casey Sealer is reporting in Capital Confidential that 24 residents from Hoosick Falls with elevated PFOA levels after drinking poisoned water in the town got within a few feet of the New York governor on June 15th, but did not meet with Andrew Cuomo. Instead, they talked to a Cuomo aide. The group first held a news conference with Assemblymember Steve McLaughlin, Republican Chicago, about the PFO contamination of the Rensselaer County community's water, again asking for hearings on the issue. After the press conference, they were allowed to meet Cuomo's State Operation Director, Jim Malatros, for more than an hour, with Cuomo in an adjacent room talking to politicians. The media was not allowed in the meeting, but Karen DeWitt of New York State Public Radio and the New York Now TV show mixed with the residents past the security gate and then refused to leave, becoming the pool reporter for the meeting. Malatros told the group Cuomo would meet with them in the future and said he has children too that he worries about, which had the residents jumping mad with complaints about cancers, autism, and other illnesses and the lack of answers from the administration. Malatros said the Department of Health was struggling with so many blood tests and the lack of research on PFOA, which until recently was an unregulated chemical in New York. He did not address accusations that the Cuomo's administration knew about the PFOA problem up to 18 months before they warned residents not to drink the Hoosick Falls water. Malatros promised more direct contact with the governor's office and said residents could get more help from doctors from Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan. After the meeting, Hoosick Falls music teacher Rob Allen said, and I quote, "The next few weeks will be critical," end quote, for Cuomo to regain the trust of Hoosick Falls residents. Michelle Baker said she received more answers in the meeting than any other time since the PFOA in the water was publicized. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Matthew Hamilton, Rick Carlin, and Michelle Kilgallen report in the Times Union that even after the leaders of both legislative bodies from both parties were recently sentenced to prison, no ethics reform will pass in the state capitol as the legislature shuts down at the end of the week. League of Women Voters Barbara Bartoletti said, and I quote, "We've pleaded, we've talked rationally, we have pleaded with legislators and the governor's office. We have done our jobs. Now it's time for the public to do their jobs. Make sure that some of these people don't come back next January, and maybe that will change the culture of corruption here in Albany," end quote. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. Bethany Bump reports in the Albany Times Union that the State Board of Regents passed new rules on June 14th, mandating New York school districts conduct 4 lockdown drills a year. The rules were recommended by the Safe Schools Task Force, a group of law enforcement and state officials commissioned a month ago after the Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings in Newton, Connecticut, to make schools safer. In a lockdown drill, school officials clear hallways, lock doors, and take cover positions. The rules also require 8 evacuation drills, policies and procedures for contacting parents when there is an implied or direct threat of violence by a student, and the assigning a chief emergency officer to coordinate communication between staff and first responders. Bump writes, and I quote, "In the years since Sandy Hook, there have been more than 100 school shootings in the U.S. for an average of nearly 1 a week, according to Mass Shooting Tracker, a crowdsourced database," end quote. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. The United States Drought Monitor site says most of New York is, and I quote, "abnormally dry," end quote, currently, which means more black bears will be looking for food farther from home, closer to people. The Watershed Post reports that from May 1st to May 23rd, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation received 54 complaints about bears in the Catskills. The statement read, and I quote, "Bears can obtain all of the food they need from the forest, but they are intelligent and opportunistic animals that will find and consume whatever food they can find most easily. Bird feeders, garbage cans, dumpsters, barbecue grills, unsecured outbuildings, or vehicles containing food or waste are all potential attractants to bears," end quote. The Department of Environmental Conservation said in a press release this spring, and I quote, "Once a bear learns to obtain food from people or certain structures, it is very difficult to change the animal's behavior. These bears are more vulnerable to motor vehicle collisions in populated areas, more likely to be illegally killed, or may become a threat to public safety," end quote. The DEC asked anyone with property damage from a bear to report the incident at 518-357-2450. You can read that full story in the Watershed Post. Today is day 15 of the WGXC All Together Now 2016 Summer Pledge Drive. WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff are in the process of raising $20,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 81 degrees. For Thursday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 54. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 53. And on Saturday, sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 55. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:34 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 15 minutes of daylight. Exactly the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 16th day of June, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.